Formulas forbidden. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. It is not possible to ruminate over truth and find it palatable or nutritious. Mortal man, seeking to know God superficially, prays thus with himself, "Just tell me what to say, and I'll memorize it and build a shrine in your name." This requires little effort and satisfies the mind's addiction to repetition, the worship of formulas, but does not require any understanding of the stated facts, nor does it waken the slumberer to his sins. Every answer to prayer, every angelic impulse, moves consciousness by lifting man spiritward. Thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, "This is the way. Walk ye in it." Truth is spontaneous and specific in meeting the human need. How creative would God be if his message was not original? Today, the science of Christ is present, written, and available, and few there be that find it. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Formulas forbidden. No member shall use written formulas, nor permit his patients or pupils to use them as auxiliaries to teaching Christian Science or for healing the sick. Whatever is requisite for either is contained in the books of the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. Sometimes she may strengthen the faith by a written text as no one else can.